The new law will ban healthcare providers, collection agencies, and credit reporting agencies from sharing a person's medical debt. Credit reporting agencies would also be barred from accepting or storing medical debt data. California State Senator Monique Limon introduced Senate Bill 1061 in March. California State Attorney General Rob Bonta sponsored the bill. Bonta said in an interview to ABC News that this new law provides important protections to California patients and consumers.
The everyday Californian who's buried under a mountain of medical debt, their ability to have a home, a car, a job, and they're also perhaps not seeking medical treatment. Medical debt is not a good indicator of creditworthiness or the ability to repay a debt.
Consumer protection advocates say medical debt is a problem for Californians. Jamie Court from Consumer Watchdog estimates California medical debt to be somewhere approaching tens of billions of dollars statewide. He says the new law is not only a boon to patients, it's also a transformative approach to how Americans may be able to access healthcare in California and nationwide.
Medical debt is not in the same category as other defaults. When you don't pay your car loan, your home loan, your rent, you know, that's on you. But when you get stuck with big medical bills and you're unable to pay them, that's something that society needs to absorb, honestly. Interestingly enough, this is one of the first kind of legislative statements that healthcare is a human right, right?
With hospitals no longer having the power to threaten a patient's credit score, there no longer exists a reliable mechanism for providers to collect on unpaid medical debt. New York, Colorado, and Minnesota have also passed similar laws. I'm Teresa Wersbianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.